Mr. Hazelhurst, were you with Yates when he went to the doctor on February 8, 2001?
No.
How was Yates during the week after that doctor visit and set of vaccinations?
Well, he was sick before he went to the doctor's visit, and then he was sick at the time of the doctor's visit, and he was sick after the doctor's visit. He was sick at his first birthday party, February the 11th, and I think it was February the 20th, and the only reason I know that is from looking at the pharmacy records, is when I discovered the rash on him. He threw up one time. It wasn't like a violent vomiting, but he did spit up on the, but it was a vomit, onto the kitchen floor. It was like, and I felt of him, he felt warm. It wasn't a high fever, but he had a low-grade fever. So I unzipped his one-piece flannel pajamas to kind of cool him off, and that's when I saw the red rash. It was kind of like tiny little red dots. I remember him being on his chest and his stomach. He could have had them elsewhere, but that's what I remember. And then I know my wife, my mom took him in about 3 days after that. He had sort of a hoarseness or a bronchial congestion, and they put him on albuterol. That's the only time he ever had any sort of respiratory problem. I don't know how far you want me to go.
Could you describe the rash?
Yeah, as I said, it was like tiny red dots that were raised. They were not like a rash as in clustered together like poison ivy. It's more like rashes and the dots are spread out over him.
Did he have a fever?
As I said, he did have a low-grade fever. Exactly what his temperature was, I don't know because I didn't take him.
Was he any warmer on the 20th than he would have been? Was he any warmer on the 20th than he would have been on the 15th or the 8th?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. It was enough. I mean, I noticed it, that it's warmer than he had been.
And when you saw this, what did you do?
Called the pediatrician's office.
And what did the pediatrician's office do?
Well, the pediatrician that normally treated him was not there. So I talked to the pediatrician on call and explained to him Yates' symptoms. The pediatrician on call did not have Yates' medical records in front of him. So he asked me, what medications. And somehow I told him he's been vaccinated. And he was a little confused about that he was vaccinated before he was one. And he asked me, what vaccines did he get? And I was like, I don't know, whatever you get when you're age one. And I think he was a little confused about the MMR, whether he had gotten that or not. But he just made the diagnosis that it was an allergic reaction to penicillin and wrote him another prescription for a different antibiotic because... Although the interesting thing is Yates had finished the penicillin. The 10 days had passed since he was originally put on penicillin. And I think he diagnosed him as being allergic to penicillin because he didn't think he had received the MMR. He made the comment something about 15 months and you don't get it before you're one. And although I realize it's only 3 days before one, but it was still before he was one. But anyway, the pediatrician on call that did not have a copy of his records in front of him said he must be having an reaction to the penicillin, and he wrote him another antibiotic, and I don't remember what the antibiotic was.
Were you with Yates when he saw the doctor on August 17, 2001?
Before you go on, Mr. Hazelhurst, if you remember that second course of penicillin, do you recall whether or not you administered that?
Second course of antibiotics?
That's right, antibiotics.
Because the second was, yes, ma'am, excuse me, yes, Special Master, we did give him that antibiotic.
And I'm not sure I asked this, I meant to. How long did that rash last?
2 to 3 days. I would say approximately 2 days. I think that it had cleared up by the time that Angela and my mom took Yates to his regular pediatrician. But I'm not certain. But it didn't last very long. A few days at most.
And how long had he been off the penicillin on the 20th?
Well, it was written to him on the 8th. But I assume we probably filled it that day and gave it to him. I don't know how many. I think it was for 10 days, but I'm guessing. I don't know. I'd have to look at the pharmacy record to know.
Okay. Now let's go to the August visit to the pediatrician. You were there.
Are you referring to the 18-month well baby checkup?
That's right.
Okay.
Was there a particular reason why you were there that day?
No, I believe that was just a well baby visit, that periodic well baby visits.
Did you have any concerns about Yates' health at that time?
August? No, not really. No. Angela did. I didn't.
Did he have the diarrhea at that time?
He had had those episodes in Norway. And he was having loose stools. But I wasn't that concerned about it.
Was Angela?
Yes. And the reason I can say that, I remember sitting in the doctor's office in the waiting room, and there's a pediatric questionnaire that you fill out, and I specifically remember her sitting beside me filling it out, and her going, "This is not normal. He should not be having these sick all the time. He should not be having all this diarrhea." And I'm like, "Write it down." And that's what she did. If you look at the pediatric questionnaire, she's written sometimes beside respiratory, gastrointestinal, lymph nodes, something else. One of the other things, he constantly was having his lymph nodes were swollen by this point. And the pediatrician, we told the pediatrician about it, it's in his medical records. He just kind of, well, that's normal for little children to have lymph nodes. But it's like, Angela was like, it is not normal for them to constantly be swollen like this. So that's why she was catching on faster than I was.
Did Angela tell the pediatrician at that visit that Yates had?
Yes.
Let me finish the sentence.
I'm sorry.
Did Angela tell the pediatrician at the August visit that Yates had diarrhea?
Yes. Yes, I interrupted you because I'm going to tell the pediatrician about everything on that list.
Did you have any concerns about Yates' development when you saw the pediatrician in August?
I had a little bit, but I was still in that, boys will be boys. Boys develop a little later than girls. He's a genius. It wasn't until a little bit after that 18-month visit that I started to get concerned. But at that 18-month visit, I wasn't that concerned.
Now, did the pediatrician ask you about Yates' development?
Yes.
Did you report that, tell the pediatrician that Yates walked up to people and said hi?
And I believe I answered that question that yes, he will say hi. Yes.
Do you believe that your answer to the doctor's question is accurate?
Not at that time. It was something that he used to be able to do, but he wasn't really doing it at that time. But he didn't do it again for a long time down the road. But how that occurred, the pediatrician had this sort of list of what the child should be doing, and I wish I could remember everything that he asked us, but I just can't. It's so long ago. And about the first two questions he asked, Angel and I are looking at each other, and, well, no, he doesn't do that. Well, does he do this? Well, no. Well, does he greet people with high or low? He does that, because, I mean, I guess I was taken up for my little boy. Yeah, he can say hi, because at one point he could. That's how that got in there.
But today, you don't think he was doing that in August?
No.
Why would you give the doctor bad information?
At the time, I had no idea what was coming down the road or that there really was something wrong with him. By August, which I'd characterize as late summer, he's all right. There's nothing wrong with him. He's just a typical old boy. Perhaps I was in denial. Hindsight 2020, I can see, yes, he had gone in that slow downward spiral, which best way I can describe, he develops typically, hits that plateau at his first birthday, then in the spring he's slowly going down, spring and summer, and it wasn't until the fall that he just drops like a rock. And that's the point it becomes obvious. That's the point I started to get concerned.
Did you tell the pediatrician that Yates hugged Doll?
I did.
Was he doing that?
Well, it depends on what you call hugging a doll. I guess, yes, technically he was hugging it. He had two favorite dolls, Curious George and Robbie the Rabbit. And Curious George was his favorite, but then he lost all interest in Curious George. But he still kind of held on to Robbie Rabbit. But in hindsight, what he was doing with Robbie Rabbit is chewing on Robbie Rabbit's tail. So he'd walk around with his doll chewing on Robbie Rabbit's tail, kind of as an example of that. When we were in Norway, one of his self-limiting his diet, one of the things he just picked one food and that's all he wanted to eat. One of the things was kind of a black licorice. He would chew on that and then he'd chew on Robbie Rabbit. By the end of the trip, Robbie Rabbit's tail went from being kind of, well, it's blue on one side and fluffy white on the other, and it was just black like the licorice where he'd just walk around chewing on Robbie Rabbit's tail. But I mean, yeah, technically he's hugging the rabbit, but that answers your question.
That's all the questions I have.
It's been time for a break. I probably only have about 5-6 minutes worth of questions.
Okay.
Unless we see. Would you like a break? Mr. Hazelhurst, today you testified in your direct, and you also wrote an affidavit in this case. Dated August 28th of 2007. Do you recall that affidavit?
I recall, I hadn't looked at it in a while, but yeah, I recall.
And for the record, I'm referring to Petitioner's Exhibit 29. And in your affidavit, and today during your examination, you stated that Yates screamed for several hours following his 6-month vaccinations. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And I believe that you said that it was the day after, during the afternoon, that your wife called you and you came home from work?
To the best of my recollection, the screaming was the day after.
Do you recall how long Yates screamed?
I don't know how long he screamed before I got home, other than my wife said he'd been screaming all afternoon. several hours. I probably tried to console him for about 15 minutes before I called my mom, and she lives 3 minutes away. She rushed over. He probably kept screaming for her while she was there 10, 15 more minutes, and then went to sleep. But he screamed for several hours, nonstop.
Did you ever call a doctor about the screaming?
No.
Did anyone in your family ever call a doctor or a healthcare professional about that screaming?
No. Well, other than my dad, we mentioned it to him after the fact.
Did you ever later report the episode to a doctor?
I believe that Angela did at his next well baby visit when she reported the shaking episodes.
To whom did she report the shaking episodes?
She would have reported it to Dr. Carlton Hayes.
At Gates' next well baby visit?
Yes. Now she may have reported it after that, but I don't know.
And how was Gates the day after the screaming episode?
Best I could recall, he seemed fine.
Mr. Hazelhurst, when did you first hear of Dr. Corbier?
It would have been, I would say, approximately the late summer of 2002. It would have been after his diagnosis. I think the first time we saw him was in September, but I could be wrong, but I think that's about right.
And how did you hear of him?
My wife found him.
Was Yates ever seen by a pediatric neurologist in Tennessee?
Pediatric neurologist in Tennessee?
Correct.
No.
Has Yates ever been seen by any other pediatric neurologist besides Dr. Corbier?
Dr. Zimmerman at Johns Hopkins.
Is Dr. Corbier still following Yates?
Yes, he is.
When was the last time you saw Yates?
I believe it was May.
Of this year?
He's seen him this year. I don't remember the exact date. Late spring, early summer of this year.
Since he moved his practice to Charlotte?
Correct.
Do you drive Yates to Charlotte?
Yes.
Do you know how your wife heard of Dr. Corbier?
I believe she received a list of Dan practitioners from Bernard Rimland.
From who?
Bernard Rimland.
Who's Bernard Rimland?
He's the founder of the Autism Research Institute, and I believe he's one of the founders of Dan.
Now today you testified a little bit about the swollen lymph nodes that Yates had, and in your affidavit, paragraph 28, you used the word chronically swollen from the spring of 2001 until the fall of 2004. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I have a copy of your affidavit if you'd like to look at it.
I'm just thinking for a moment.
Sure, take your time.
That's my recollection, yes.
Okay. So do you understand that Yates had chronic swollen lymph nodes for 3.5 years? Is it your understanding that Yates' lymph nodes were chronically swollen for 3.5 years?
Yes.
And how many times during this 3.5 year period did you take Yates to a doctor specifically for the chronic swollen lymph nodes?
We took him several times, and usually it was when he was sick, and we'd always mention he's got these swollen lymph nodes. Well, children have lymph nodes.
That was to the pediatrician?
Pediatrician, pediatric neurologist, and I'm not sure what type. We take him to the convenient care. All of those doctors, some of them were pediatricians, some of them were maybe internal medicine, just to whoever was on call. But yeah, we reported it to the pediatrician several times.
And what did they tell you?
Normal, all children have swollen lymph nodes.
And you also state that Yates seemed to have a low-grade fever during this 3.5-year time period. Is that
yes.
correct? Did you ever take his temperature?
Yes.
And what was it?
I couldn't remember at this time. One of the difficulties, I do know this, it was frustrating trying to take his temperature because he's when he's running the low-grade fevers, doing this running wild series, so doing a rectal was about out of the question. Putting it in his mouth was, that didn't work. So we used this, where you put it in his ear. And you get these inconsistent, I don't think the ear thermometers are very good, that's just my personal opinion, but what I would do is I'd check him, and I'd check me, and his would normally be, his was consistently higher than what mine was. Although it, sometimes it would read mine at 95 degrees, which I don't think I was running 3 degrees below normal, but he consistently ran a low-grade fever when he had these lymph nodes. That went on for a long time.
Did you report that to the doctor?
Yes.
And what did he say?
Well, my mother reported it to Dr. Zimmerman. He just said, well, that's just one of the symptoms of autism. We don't know why that is. Just kind of, they didn't know, so nothing we can do about it.
In this 3.5-year period, though, did you ever report it to his pediatrician?
Yes.
And what did the pediatrician say?
Same thing. Little children have swollen lymph nodes.
And
well, then I take that back. There was one point in the medical records where the pediatrician talked about, well, he's specifically talking about yeast being a sign of Yates' possible immunodeficiency, but I think that they also discussed the lymph nodes at that same time.
And you recall that who discussed yeast being a sign of Yates' immunodeficiency?
His pediatrician.
Dr. Carlton Hayes?
Yes.
Do you recall when that was?
Give me a moment, I can probably remember it.
It's a general time frame. I'm not, this is not.
It's after 2000 and early 2002, I believe.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Mr. Webb?
I don't have any further questions.
Do we anticipate any additional questions from or any further presentation from Mr. Hayes?
I'm sorry, can't
you? Hazelhurst, do we anticipate any further presentation?
No.
Thank you.
Well, we finished sooner than I had anticipated. It is our plan to call Dr. Corbier tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're done for today.
We're done for today. We will resume at